Tonight, the candidates who want to serve you as White County and Van Buren County General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Light Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Tonight, our series concludes as you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland moving forward. Five candidates are seeking the nomination for White County and Van Buren County General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge in Tuesday's primary. We will speak to four of those candidates during tonight's program. John Meadows is our first candidate up tonight. John, it's good to have you with us on the program. What led to your decision to run for General Sessions Judge in White and Van Buren counties?
Well, the current General Sessions Judge, Sam Benningfield, this will be his last term after serving 24 years on the bench. And White County's always been very special to me. When I first got out of college and from Tennessee Tech back in 1997, I got a job as a juvenile case officer with the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency, and White County was one of my counties. So going to court back then, Gary Dotson was the judge, and Judge Benningfield was an assistant district attorney back then, and I was in the courtroom a lot, and that's kind of what inspired me to go to law school and become an attorney. And a lot of folks encouraged me to run for this position. So I think my core values, maturity and experience would be beneficial, and I think I would do a good job at it.
John, what do you think are the most important characteristics of a good General Sessions judge, or just a judge in general for that matter?
Well, you know, judges, they have to balance being an elected official in addition to being a judge. And I think first and foremost, a judge owes fidelity to justice and doing what's right, which is to fairly and impartially apply the law to every case that comes before the court. So I think those are the most important characteristics of a judge, someone with integrity and someone that's going to be independent and apply the law fairly and impartially to every case.
Most people probably don't come face to face with a judge during their lifetime. Can you give us kind of an idea for those that may not know, what role does a General Sessions judge play?
Well, it's a very important position. The General Sessions Court has limited jurisdiction in criminal cases. They can dispose of criminal cases for misdemeanor offenses where people waive their right to a jury trial, and they can conduct probable cause or preliminary hearings in felony cases. In addition to the criminal jurisdiction, they have limited jurisdiction in civil cases where the damages do not exceed $25,000. In addition, the court has juvenile court jurisdiction, which is a very important role of the General Sessions Court in these counties, and that covers your dockets that deal with the child abuse and neglect, children that are removed from their parents by the Department of Children's Services, in addition to your delinquent children, your children that are unruly, truant from school, things of that nature. And the court also has family law jurisdiction over divorces and things of that matter or that nature, as well as probate jurisdiction. So it's kind of a mixed bag of several different areas of the law: criminal, civil, family, and probate, and juvenile law as well.
John Meadows is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking the office of General Sessions Judge in White and Van Buren counties. John, as you've talked to local voters, have they expressed any thoughts, ideas, or concerns about the office of General Sessions Judge?
Everyone wants their court operated fairly and efficiently. Everyone that I've talked to expects those that commit criminal offenses to be held accountable. Working people who are crime victims or witnesses, they don't want to have to keep returning to court time after time due to unnecessary delays and continuances. And everyone wants a safe community and for their children and grandchildren to be protected. I told everyone I share their values. Those are all things that, as a candidate and as a citizen of these counties, that are important to me. You know, and sometimes we talk about court being efficient, and you know, and I'm trying to look at it from the perspective of keeping the community safe, along with treating everybody fairly and impartially. serious business is conducted in court. People's rights are at stake, and they have to be recognized. And I think that every case has to be given the time necessary in order to make a fair and impartial decision. And if that means having to work longer hours to do that, I've been practicing law for almost 19 years now, and I'm used to working long hours. So if that's what it takes to get the job done, then I'm happy to do so.
John Meadows has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, you'll see his name on the ballot for General Sessions Judge in White and Van Buren counties in the upcoming May 3rd primary.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Our next candidate is Matthew Bailey, who is seeking the office of General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge in both White and Van Buren counties. Matthew, it's great to have you on the program with us this evening. Matthew, what was it that led to your decision to run for General Sessions Judge in White and Van Buren counties?
I practice in several judicial districts, particularly several juvenile courts, and I think I've seen a variety of ways that Sessions and Juvenile Court is handled, in particular juvenile court, and I've seen some things that I think can be improved on and some things that need to stay the same. So it's that kind of diverse experience in a number of different courts.
What experiences, and you've touched on that a little bit, in addition to what you have mentioned, experiences in your life that also help make you a good candidate for this position?
Well, I've been married over a decade to my wife, and we've got three kids, a 9-year-old boy with autism. We've got a 5-year-old who's very rambunctious, and I've got a 10-month-old. And I think that ties in very well with my work in juvenile court with young families that are often struggling, because I, just as a parent, sometimes I have my own struggles. So one thing that I like about juvenile court is it can be very, while the issues are often very serious, there's also can be a positive outlook. Like everybody can actually be pulling in the same direction. A lot of courts are very litigious and adversarial, but in that court in particular, you're really trying to get everybody on board in the same direction to put a family back together for the good of the parents and the kids. And so having my own family is one of the things that kind of makes me enjoy that, because what I have to do in my own life, I try to also do in my practice.
Matthew, for those that don't come face-to-face with a judge very often in their lifetimes, what role does a General Sessions and Juvenile Court judge actually play?
So General Sessions handles, they're kind of the first court that people typically come to, like, for example, if a criminal case, if someone gets arrested, before they ever go up to criminal court or the higher court, they come into General Sessions Court. Sessions Court will have jurisdiction over setting bond. We'll hear a preliminary hearing. So it's kind of that initial appearance into the court system, try to work out a deal with the state. And if you can't, then it goes up to the higher court and you could eventually have a trial. On the civil side, Sessions Court handles smaller lawsuits. So if you had like a medical malpractice suit, that's going to go up to the higher court. But if you had, you know, maybe suing a neighbor over $5,000 or $1,000, that's going to come into Sessions Court. And then juvenile court has jurisdiction over what's called dependency and neglect cases. So if parents, let's say if they've got meth addictions or other problems, those go to juvenile court. And it's really juvenile court and the Department of Children's Services and others really try to wrap around and try to fix the problem. And hopefully in many cases you do, and in the cases you don't, they look for other permanency for the child.
Our guest is Matthew Bailey. Again, he's seeking the office of General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge in White and Van Buren counties. Matthew, what are some things that you see that General Sessions and Juvenile Courts are facing that's maybe changed somewhat over the last few years?
I think it's the breadth of the drug crisis. It seems to not just men, but also women, and not just poor, but also rich. It's amazing the number of and the diversity of people that end up in juvenile courts with drug addiction issues. I think a lot of people don't understand how much it affects the children. So that seems to be growing, and that's the biggest issue I see in juvenile court to deal with, and how to get people off of drugs, particularly the serious drugs, and back where they can effectively raise their children.
Matthew Bailey, what would you tell voters in White and Van Buren counties that they would be getting in you as their General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge?
Well, my first and my main goal as General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge is to be fair and honest and impartial, pray about my decisions. In addition, it's my intention. I'm a bit of a law nerd. I graduated second in my law school class. So I try to stay abreast of the law, read cases when they come out. And that's really all I would like to do, is just make sure that I get the law right and the facts as good as I can, and make a fair decision. I kind of view the judgeship as being like a umpire or referee. You know, at the end of a sporting match, you don't really want to be talking about the referee. You want to talk about the players or the coaches. Hopefully the referee just did a good job kind of making decisions and people don't really notice them. I think that's how a judge should be. Just stay abreast of the law, make as fair and impartial decisions as you can.
Our guest has been Matthew Bailey. Again, he's seeking the office of General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge in White and Van Buren counties.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Meet the Candidates continues as we talk with four of the five challengers for the position of White County and Van Buren County General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge on the May 3rd primary ballot. Our next guest is Cynthia Davis. Cynthia, thank you for a few minutes of your time to join us tonight. What led to your decision to seek out the nomination for General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge in White and Van Buren counties?
Well, I've practiced law for, this will be my 27th year, and I felt like that this was the time for me to make the step, and I saw a need and my ability to do a good job for the residents of Van Buren and White County.
Obviously, you have a great deal of law experience. What other experiences do you feel in your life help to make you a good candidate for this position as well?
Well, I'm also a farm owner, so I know what hard work looks like. We've always owned a farm. We currently are the owners of Triple D Farms, which we raise Black Angus cattle. So I'm not afraid to roll up my sleeves and go to work.
Do you see any other specific issues, things that also might have factored into your decision to run for General Sessions Judge?
Well, I just wanted to give a candidate and provide a service to the public, to be fair to everyone that comes before me, to listen to the facts and apply those facts to the law and give a good, fair ruling.
Cynthia Davis, what do you think make up the most important characteristics of a good judge?
Honesty, persistence, patience, or just a few.
Many of us during the course of our lifetimes may never come face to face with a judge. What role does the General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge play?
The General Sessions Judge handles the vast majority of civil and criminal matters. In criminal matters, that's generally where the population and the defendants are going to come first. They're either entitled, if they're charged with a felony, to a preliminary hearing, or they can bind that over to the grand jury. And it can handle misdemeanor cases, and those are cases that carry a maximum sentence of 11 months and 29 days or less. It can be dispositive of those type cases. And then it handles the divorces, the DNN, which is dependent neglected, and the minor civil matters that have a monetary judgment of $25,000 or less.
Do you see things out there that judges are facing now that are a little bit more challenging than maybe they had to face just a few years ago?
Well, our population has increased, and there's just generally more cases that are going through the court system. So you have to have the ability to manage those cases efficiently and effectively.
Cynthia, as you've talked to local voters, what do you hear from them in terms of thoughts, concerns, ideas that they may have?
They'd like to see some resolution versus it being a revolving door. They want to get to the root of the problem, and for the judge, from my experience in talking to voters, to come up with in new ways to deal with these issues that actually fixes the problem instead of it continuing to be a problem generation after generation after generation.
In closing, Cynthia, what would the voters in White and Van Buren counties be getting should they elect Cynthia Davis as their new General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge?
They would be getting 27 years of experience and me vowing to work hard each and every day to tackle the problems that those two counties see.
Cynthia Davis has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she's seeking the office of General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge in White and Van Buren counties.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Brandon Griffin is seeking the office of General Sessions Judge in White County and Van Buren counties, and he joins us here on Meet the Candidates. Brandon, it's good to have you with us. What led to your decision to run for General Sessions Judge in those counties?
Well, I'll start off by saying it's a pleasure to be here. And why I decided to run was I was approached by several members of local law enforcement and the local clerk's office. And they had approached me, it's been a couple of years back, and said, hey, you really should consider running for this position. We think you do a great job. I went home, thought on it, prayed on it, and decided I was going to put my name in the hat.
Brandon, what experiences in your life make you a good candidate for this position?
Well, I'm very well-rounded overall. I grew up with my mother being a teacher and my dad built houses, so I did a lot of construction work. So I came up through the normal lines like everybody else would. And then, of course, as far as my legal experience, I went to law school, graduated in top quarter of my class, was admitted to practice law in 2013, and I've been practicing law here in Sparta ever since. I have a large firm for the area. I have three attorneys that work for me and five staff members. So I think my experience in managing a large office is something that sets me apart from all of my opponents. And in the course of that, we've handled every type of case that I would see as a general sessions judge. You know, both cases I've handled myself personally and cases where I've assisted my associates in handling those cases. So a lot of casework has worked its way through my office, and I've been able to have my hands on several cases, so thousands over the course of my career.
Brandon, have you seen any type of issues or concerns that have also factored in your decision to run for General Sessions judge?
A few. One of the main things I want to do is bring technology into the courtrooms, kind of bring us into the 21st century. I do not want to completely use Zoom for everything, but I think for agreed divorces where one person's moved a few hours away, stuff where people really just need to tell me that they're okay with whatever settlement is that's being put before me, I think Zoom would be a great mechanism for that. One of the other things, I practiced in some other counties, and I'm not saying it's here in White County or Van Buren, but in some of the other areas I've went to, the pecking order of attorneys tends to be more important to justice than what the facts of the cases are. And I want to make sure that White County and Van Buren County's courts do not have that sort of a system. I think that your case should be decided based on its merits and the law that's got to be applied to it. Who you hire and who your family is really shouldn't make any difference as to what kind of justice you get.
Brandon Griffin is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking the office of General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge in White and Van Buren Counties. Brandon, what are some issues maybe that you see that General Sessions judges are facing more now than maybe just even a few years ago?
So one of the biggest issues currently facing the courts is probably the mental health crisis, and that goes hand-in-hand with the drug and opioid issues that we're seeing. We'll see a lot of people that will try to self-medicate, if you will, with opioids and, you know, methamphetamine, things of that nature, and that is inundating the court system. And then, of course, obviously, ultimately, those people may have children, and then that'll result in DCS cases. And getting people some of that mental health needs met, and then, of course, making sure that they get their drug addiction issues addressed is going to be very important to making our community better.
As you've met with and talked to local voters, what do you hear from them? Do they have any issues, concerns, ideas that they express to you?
Well, I've had a few that have obviously expressed that they would like to see the court move just a little bit more efficiently and make a little bit better use of technology. I've had several people say, hey, you know, if I've only got a registration issue, why do I need to come on at 8:30 on a Tuesday in White County or come at 9 on a Thursday in Van Buren and sit there all day if I'm already in compliance? And I tend to agree with them. So what I'm hoping to do is to set up, and I have to talk with the clerks that are elected. Obviously, we know who that will be in White County, but I don't know who that will be in Van Buren yet. And make sure they're okay with this. I don't want to do anything unilaterally without talking with all the other individuals involved. But what I'd like to do is allow people to bring proof of compliance, like insurance and registration, and we move those matters off of the docket and go ahead and dismiss their cases, let them pay their court costs and move on so they don't have to miss a day of work. The other thing that has been expressed to me as of some issue to people is that the juvenile dockets are currently not being separated out and taking those cases one at a time. In Van Buren in particular, the DCS cases are called at the same time roughly as the civil cases are. What I want to do is separate those out and take them one at a time. That's been expressed to me by probably 25 citizens over the course of this campaign, so I think it's an important issue.
Our guest has been Brandon Griffin. Again, he is seeking the office of General Sessions and Juvenile Court Judge in both White and Van Buren counties. Folks, a few things you need to remember if you are planning to go vote in Tuesday's election. Now, when you arrive at your voting location, please have your photo ID ready to be shown. You'll go to the table or counter labeled Begin Here to begin the voting process. Now, the first thing you will be asked to do is show your photo ID. Acceptable forms of ID include a Tennessee driver's license with a photo, United States passport, a photo ID issued by the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, a photo ID issued by the federal or Tennessee state government, a United States military photo ID, and a Tennessee handgun carry permit with photo. All of those are acceptable forms of photo ID, even if those cards happen to be expired. If you have an acceptable form of ID, you will move on to be checked in on the poll pad or computer. You will then be asked to verify your residential address, and an application for a ballot will be printed for your signature. Now, if you don't have an acceptable form of ID when you come to vote, you will vote a provisional ballot. You will then have 2 business days after Election Day to return to the Election Commission office and bring your valid photo ID. At that time, you will be asked to sign an affidavit, and a copy of your photo ID will be made and reviewed by the Election Commission. Now, once you've completed the ID process, the next step will be to choose which primary you wish to vote in, Republican or Democrat. You will then be directed to take the ballot application to the ballot clerk's table. Then you will wait for your opportunity to cast your ballot. Now, poll officials will be standing by every step of the way if you need any assistance. Another reminder, no campaign paraphernalia is allowed within 100 feet of the entranceway of the polling place. That includes T-shirts, hats, buttons, anything with a candidate's name and information on it. Those are unacceptable and must be kept at least 100 feet away from the entranceway of the polling place. Some of the voting hours around the area: Overton County, Putnam County, Pickett County, and Van Buren County. Polls in those counties will open at 9 a.m. and the precincts will close at 7 p.m. While in White County, the polls will open at 8 a.m. All polls will either close at 7 p.m. or when the last person in line at 7 p.m. has voted. And of course, be sure to tune in for our live election return coverage Tuesday night on News Talk 94.1. That's tonight's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of tonight's show, be sure to visit Newstalk 94.1 online for the on-demand audio. Our producer is Jake Wallman. Thank you for joining us for Meet the Candidates. I'm Tom Duggan.